game that we're going to play for him and play him. Since he can't be here, we're going to have some energy and do it for him, whatever. And I think we did a pretty good job. Of course, there's a lot of things that we can work on. Sometimes we find ourselves out of our gaps or being in the way. That's stuff that we have to work on at practice to make the D-line better. Yeah.
And just looking at the team, big picture, I imagine none of you thought this would be possible to be, 2-2 at this point. What's kind of going through your mind?
Nothing is impossible. I remember last year we lost 2 games back to back, and we responded, we adjusted to it. And I think that we can do the same thing this year. You just have to adapt and just adjust. And you can't just you can't go back and look and say, hey, I wish I would have done this or I almost did this. You just got to look forward to the many goals and the many things that you can do in the next games.
Do you think you guys were God?
You limited Duke to 75 yards total offense in the second half. What were you guys doing differently that you weren't doing in the first half?
Well, I don't think there was anything different. I think our focus was more there. I think more we had more togetherness. People weren't just kind of hesitating and kind of guessing. We were just doing our jobs, and when we fit in the right places, that's when we made plays.
What do you think led to the lack of focus at the beginning? Is it just wanting it too much, or is it just...
Well, I think sometimes when you come out and you just sometimes you can be too overly excited or you can be underexcited, but I think sometimes you just have to just find yourself and just be in the zone. I know that's something Coach Johnson told us at the beginning of the game is to get into the zone, so we had to find the right zone.
Did it take a while to adjust the conditions? I mean, the special teams play looked like...
What'd you say?
Adjusting to the conditions, like on special teams, some of the guys maybe slipped trying to make tackles and...
I don't think that the conditions were too bad. I mean, it's nothing that we haven't practiced in before or something like that. But I just think that we just got to keep going and keep playing and just keep looking forward because we have so much that we can still accomplish and so many games that we can still win. So I'm looking forward to the next few games to play with my team.
How big was the loss of Pat and Rod, not having them available for the depth on the defensive line?
It was a big deal, but we practiced a lot this week about, getting yourself staying, drinking right, eating right, so you can have, energy or whatever. And those guys, they supported us all week. They gave us encouraging words. So we felt their energy with us. But they're definitely two guys that have made a great impact on our team that we really did miss tonight.
Did you guys get to talk to Coach Roof after the game at all?
Coach Roof, he came around and just said, come on, let's look forward, let's adjust, just keep looking forward. And so he always, encourages us to keep looking forward. So that's what we're going to do.
What did Coach Johnson have to tell the team after that?
He was just telling us, we've been here before, just keep fighting, one thing for the defense, I know we kind of started off slow.
Right.
He was saying, good job in the second half. We should, try to work on coming out the first half, doing the same thing, And that's reasonable. And I believe the same thing. We should have came out with the same intensity that we had in the second half. So,
do you think you guys were emotionally, mentally ready to play this game?
I don't think so. I think we just, you want to win, you come in with a lot of energy, and sometimes you just got to settle down and just do what you got to do. And I think that's what we had to do, just settle down and do what we had to do.
So it's too much, not enough, you're saying? you were too kind of jacked up.
Yeah, sometimes you can be too jacked up, but I think we just have to just learn, just be better at zoning in faster. So. Yeah. We're going to be all right. I know we're going to be.
Mentally for you guys are doing a lot better this year defensively, at least to start the year. Does it feel any differently now that the offense seems to be struggling to get going?
Well, we still believe in our offense because our offense have done some great things in the past, and we trust that if coach puts them on the field, that they're going to do some great things. Sometimes, I think people don't realize sometimes that when you're playing the football, you're playing a team full of scholarship athletes too, and so they play the game very well, and sometimes they made plays, but we just got to keep doing what we got to do. Let's play Georgia Tech football.
Do you guys psych yourselves up any differently when you go back on the field knowing that you're taking it to them now? Is it any different for you?
It's just like being in the zone. So once we're in the zone, we try to stay in the zone. We try to keep it going, keep that intensity going, keep that mode going on the sideline that, hey, we're here, we've been doing this, let's keep it up. Let's do what you got to do so one person can make it play.
All right. Thanks, Keyshawn.